Jess in with you this morning. Now, we've been talking about the $1 billion drought announcement that was made yesterday by the federal government. We've spoken to Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack this morning and also Hunter MP and Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon. Now, these are two politicians, all right? These aren't the people who are going to be applying for these loans and hopefully benefiting from the announcement yesterday. It's going to be our farmers on the ground. So I thought it was very apt that we get one of our local farmers on the show this morning to get their thoughts on the announcement yesterday, and that's Anto White from Bell Trees. Anto, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jess. How are things?
Things are all right, Anto, but how about you? How are things going out at Bell Trees?
Well, things haven't changed a lot in the last 3 years. Yes, unfortunately, we're still feeding cattle and very little ground cover. And, you know, as we get into these summer months, water is going to be critical. The Hunter River is dry now. It's not flowing. Glenbourne Dam is at 45%. So things are critical.
Yeah. In terms of the farmers around you in the area, are they're still battling on?
They're hanging in there, yes, but it's a tough old battle. Mm. You know? It's very tough.
Yeah. Now, this announcement yesterday, there are numerous aspects to this benefiting everyone from councils to individual farmers. Let's start with the individual farmers. These loans, 2 years interest-free. Do you think farmers are going to take this up? Do you think it's a good idea?
Just first and foremost, I think that anyone that wants to give you $2 million interest-free is very generous and not to be scoffed at. I think that you've got to look at it seriously. Who can access it? I would question. I heard the word yesterday, economically viable. Well, I would question how many farms in the Hunter at this stage, having sold 100% of their livestock or more than 50% of their livestock, how many would be actually economically viable? Mm. I only hope, yes, that it does go to some of the farmers, they can access it, and it will make a difference. But look, at the end of the day, really, it is only a Band-Aid. It's not a long-term plan. I hope it gets us out of this drought. But there should be long-term strategies, and there are serious problems other than the drought on rural Australia. I mean, you know, we've got to be talking once again about harvesting water. We've got to be talking about getting young farmers back onto the land. There's lots of issues. We've got to look at these offsets, you know, carbon credits. It's a disgrace having them. I mean, you know, we've got 11,000 acres right next door to us, running out of water. We've got to look after all their pests. I mean, you know, dingoes, kangaroos, deers. It's a terrible thing. Mm. You know, miners don't want to be farmers, and the government have got to look at a range of issues.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, there was yesterday announced an extra additional $1 million for councils who've already benefited from this particular program over the last few months. Hopefully, they'll be able to use it for those long-term things you're talking about, be it water infrastructure or whatever it may be.
Well, I think it's great that the councils are getting money. I think that they can pour money into our local towns that are obviously struggling, you know, sporting facilities. I really think that local businesses that are doing it tough, and even farmers, I mean, they need to look at council rates, whether there's a reduction in those. I think possibly they need to look at those. But, you know, as far as the road maintenance and infrastructure, I think that's a wonderful thing. I mean, the pressure on our roads has been enormous. Once upon a time, you'd never see a truck on our roads, never mind a V-double. And daily, there's V-double loads of cattle going out and V-double loads of hay and fodder coming in. So, you know, those initiatives I think are wonderful. I only hope that the loans, interest-free to the farmers, will help the farmers. They can access it because that's where it matters, and that's where it's all suffering at the moment. Because if the farmers aren't making money, the towns are losing out in the long run.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Anto, on that, what would you like to see the government, be it federal, be it state, do to help our towns?
Well, to help our towns, more or less help our farmers. Look, I've been advocating freight subsidies for a long time. I mean, you know, you and I, we've been banging this door and talking to Parliament and, you know, talking to politicians and making people aware. But way back in the autumn, we could see this happening, that, you know, the cost of feeding cattle was going to be too extravagant and people were going to have to sell cattle. And that's already happened. So, you know, we should have had, you know, freight subsidies were capped. basically at $40,000. Well, we were spending that in a month.
Yeah.
So freight subsidies should have been opened up, 50% of freight subsidies, which would have allowed people to be able to feed their cattle. And they've had to sell because they can't afford to feed. And the cost of feed is coming from, you know, South Australia, Victoria, in some cases Western Australia. So the freight component on that feed is higher than the actual feed. So if we had a freight subsidy way back then, we would possibly have been able to hang on and feed some of our stock, but we couldn't afford to. And just us personally, you know, Peter and I, we've sold 1,400 head of cows.
Yeah.
1,400 head of cows. Just 90% of those cows are slaughtered, and 90% of those cows slaughtered were in calves. So we could have, you know, if we saved those, we could have saved 1,000, 1,100 calves. We would have had income for the next year and thereafter. But we've sold all those now, and all the farmers in this district are exactly in the same boat.
Yeah. And it's going to take a long time for yourself and all of the farmers around here to get back up on their feet and to what they were before the drought.
Well, we had a drought in 2007, and it was nowhere severe as this one. And it took us 7 years, 2014, before we're fully stocked and out of it. And we're way less carrying capacity now than what we were. But, you know, interest-free over 2 years, farmers, you know, we're still in the drought now. So, you know, that money needs to be generated to buy stock, to restock, to fertilise, to re-sow. That's going to take years.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many farmers take this up. And so we really appreciate your perspective on this, which your perspective is really the only one that matters, the farmer on the ground.
Jess, can I just say thank you to you on behalf of all the farmers and the small businesses out there. You're doing a wonderful job. You're banging the door for us, and keep it up. You're a good girl. Thanks, Jess, very much.
It's my pleasure, Anto. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.